Alaska's permafrost is thawing rapidly, and the Kenai Peninsula is no exception. A recent study estimates permafrost coverage on the peninsula has decreased by about 60% since 1950. KBBI's Shayla Farzan reports.
Permafrost is usually associated with northern and interior Alaska, but a new study has found isolated pockets of permafrost in wetlands on the Kenai Peninsula. Benjamin Jones is a research geographer with the U.S. Geological Survey and one of the study co-authors.
We installed ground temperature loggers connected to a data logger, and so we were recording ground temperatures on an hourly basis for about a 2.5 to 3 year time period. And so based on that data collection, we were able to confirm that, yes, there is permafrost present in some of these wetland complexes on the Kenai Peninsula.
To be classified as permafrost, the ground must remain below 0 degrees Celsius for at least 2 consecutive years. The Kenai Peninsula's warm air temperatures mean these permafrost islands are particularly vulnerable to thaw. Based on aerial photography, Jones estimates permafrost coverage on the Kenai Peninsula has decreased by 60% since 1950. Warming air temperatures are one of the main reasons for the thaw. But there are other contributing factors, says Jones.
Fire is a pretty active disturbance mechanism when it comes to permafrost degradation or permafrost thaw, because it basically burns off the ecosystem protection. So it kind of removes the forest cover and burns some of the surface peat that's acting to protect these permafrost deposits.
Permafrost on the western Kenai Peninsula is mostly confined to islands of black spruce in wetlands. Without that insulating layer of spongy peat moss and spruce, permafrost is much more vulnerable to thaw. Permafrost may be hidden underfoot, but Jones says the effects of extensive thawing are anything but.
It's the foundation for which a lot of Alaska is built upon. I mean, permafrost influences roughly 80% of the subsurface of the state. So, yeah, permafrost thaw can affect infrastructure such as roadways, buildings, pipelines.
When permafrost thaws, the ground sinks and can lead to the collapse of roadways and buildings, along with coastal erosion. Moving forward, Jones and his colleagues will be working to better understand the complex drivers of permafrost thaw across Alaska. In Homer, I'm Shayla Farzan.